Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, December 13th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Inflation surging at the fastest pace since 1982. Voters say President Biden has no plan to combat violent crime. Americans face another type of energy crisis. A report ranks the most livable countries on Earth. Also ahead, a report on the first two Trump O'Reilly history shows. But first, inflation rising at the fastest rate in nearly four decades, prices jumping a whopping 6.8% in November, the most since Ronald Reagan's first term. The cost for a gallon of gas, 59% compared to last year, up. Energy, up 33%. Hotels, 26%. Meat, 15%. Furniture, 12%. Half of all U.S. households will go into debt this holiday season because they have to use credit cards to pay for gifts and travel. President Biden's approval rating on violent crime plummeting. According to a poll from ABC News, only a third of Americans support the president's policies to combat rising murder rates. That is down 9 points since October. But the truth is, Mr. Biden has no policies to combat violent crime. Homicides in the USA up 30%, burglaries up 10%, White House blaming COVID. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying, quote, the root cause in a lot of communities is the pandemic. Yeah, I bet. New survey showing 3 in 5 Americans feeling more tired than at any other point in their lives. That could be me. 6 in 10 say they're unable to focus. Half report severe exhaustion. Doctors now prescribe patients nature time to improve their well-being. I guess nature time is walking around the forest or on the beach. That's what I do, but I'm not really sure what nature time is. The University of Pennsylvania releasing its annual list of nations with the highest standard of living. Countries are ranked by access to nature, there you go, economic development, personal safety, and life expectancy. Top 6, USA, Australia, Switzerland, Germany, Japan. Number 1, Canada, the lowest ranked place on earth, Afghanistan. In a moment, the Trump O'Reilly History Tour, it is on. Right back.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. The first two Trump O'Reilly history shows in Florida were lights out. Great crowds. The first show in Fort Lauderdale grossed $2 million. Almost impossible in the middle of a pandemic. So far, with two shows this coming weekend, Saturday in Houston at the Toyota Center, Sunday Dallas American Airlines Center, about 30,000 people have purchased tickets. And we thank you all for that. Now, what happened in the first Trump O'Reilly history shows? Well, President Trump did not know the questions in advance. I don't do that. But we began with Putin. And I flat out asked him, is this guy a dangerous man? Is he capable of starting a world war? And then we went on to Xi of China. Is he more dangerous than Putin? Is he going to invade Taiwan? That kind of thing. Now, I'm not going to give you Mr. Trump's answers per se. We will go over it on BillO'Reilly.com on the No Spin News. So if you want a little bit more of the back and forth, please go to my website. But I will give you a flavor of it. So after we dealt with Putin and Xi, we went to the vaccine, how the Trump administration developed that in just 9 months. And then why didn't Donald Trump fire Dr. Fauci, who has become a polarizing figure? Then we went on to ISIS and the collapse of Afghanistan. And then a very interesting question, I thought. Were you surprised, Mr. President, when President Biden opened the borders the first day in office? Now, there, Mr. Trump did not condemn Joe Biden directly. And I was surprised about that. He said he doesn't believe that Mr. Biden understands basically what he's doing. But there was no, you know, Biden is this, Biden is that. Donald Trump stayed away from that. Then we talked about the border wall. We talked about inflation and what drives it. Of course, energy drives it. Higher the cost of energy, the higher the cost of everything else. Then we went to, I think, the most fascinating part of the show, of the interview, January 6th. Now, I did not know this, but Donald Trump talked to the defense secretary, Christopher Miller, 2 days before, that would be January 4th, and suggested that Miller move thousands of National Guard troops to the Capitol and other Washington offices. That didn't happen. Now, Mr. Trump blames Nancy Pelosi and the Capitol Police, but we researched this and it's true. Donald Trump did want guards in the Capitol. And now there's a committee saying that he instigated the attack on the Capitol. So all in all, the Trump-O'Reilly history tour was just a smash. And I hope if you can get to Houston or Dallas, you will check us out this weekend. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. And you can see some clips of the show on BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Now, the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 21 years ago today, Vice President Al Gore conceded the presidency to George W. Bush, ending a month-long saga that included recounts, 2 concession speeches, a historic Supreme Court decision, and the infamous hanging chads. Here is what happened 21 years ago. On election night in the year 2000, the networks called Florida for Al Gore. A few hours later, they took it back, claiming Mr. Bush had won the Sunshine State. Well, later that evening, Al Gore called Mr. Bush to concede the race. News agencies then reversed the decision again. The Democrat, Gore, rescinded his concession. Chaos ensued. According to Florida election laws, the razor-tight margin triggered a mandatory recount. Machines then rejected thousands of ballots because voters failed to fully puncture the mark next to the candidate's name, leaving a so-called hanging chat. 3 weeks later, Florida declared George W. Bush the winner by just 500 votes. The Democratic Party launched a series of lawsuits to block certification. On December 12th, the Supreme Court stepped in for the first time in U.S. history to decide a presidential election. In a landmark decision, 7 of the 9 justices rejected any further recounts in the state of Florida. And that ended Al Gore's quest for the White House. The vice president acknowledged his defeat the following day. On January 6, 2001, Mr. Gore officially ended the 2000 election, saying, quote, "May God bless our new president and the new vice president, and may God bless the United States of America." A very dignified statement by Al Gore. And here's something else you might not know. If you think Gore versus Bush was the closest election in U.S. history, you would be wrong. In 1876, Republican Rutherford B. Hayes barely beat Democrat Samuel Tilden by one electoral vote, 185 to 184. Mr. Tilden won the popular vote by 300,000 ballots. So there you go. Back after this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.